This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Seven after the hour on the Wednesday, March 4th DJV program. Is there anything that you don't know about what's going on in the world today? If there is, we'll give you the answers. We're here to achieve or to fill the knowledge gap with our thoughts, opinions, facts about what's going on in the world today. And the fact is, a week from today, it'll not be 7 after 8 on the East Coast. It'll be 7 after 9 on the East Coast. And likewise, 7 after 8 in the Midwest. And 7 after 7. See how it happens when you move ahead,
still,
spring ahead.
We haven't hit the West Coast yet.
This weekend. It'll be early still.
Right.
It'll still be dark.
Won't matter.
Yeah, won't make any difference. All right, things that do make a difference, the Democratic contests and what have, pretty much down to a two-man race, and Bernie is already slinging the mud, which I would expect from him because they think he's a nasty old coot. So here he goes, taking his shots at Biden. And so what does that do for him? I don't know. Does it? It seemed to have helped Elizabeth Warren get rid of Bloomberg anyway. It didn't do her any good. I think what is the what's payback is hell? I think Bernie's getting what he deserves. I think he's a nasty old coot. And even if young people seem to like his message, he's got a great message in many circumstances. But his delivery, his demeanor. Anyway, go ahead.
I think aside from the personality thing, I think what Super Tuesday taught me anyway, or one of the things that I kind of grabbed from it, is that, number one, the DNC is still very powerful. But number two, yep, I think there were, nobody was really in love with any of the candidates. You had a huge Democrat field.
I really like
But I don't
Bloomberg.
Think that any, well, I know you were in love with Bloomberg, but I think by and large, most people were not in love with a candidate. And I think what we saw on Tuesday is poll defying because it was somebody waiting around for whoever the challenger to Bernie might be. And so as the DNC managed to get Pete out of the race and Amy out of the race and kind of coalesce behind Joe Biden, I think that's where a lot of people went. And the poll data seems, or at least the exit poll data seems to back up that thought. And that is that most people made up their mind within 48 hours of actually turning out to the polls on Super Tuesday. And so I think that's why a lot of people are scratching their head going, but wait, Bernie was ahead in all of the polls last week. Well, he was, because so many other people were thinking, you know, so the bulk of the Democrat Party was thinking about who they were going to vote for. And then when it seemed like the tide was breaking for Joe Biden, that's who they went and pulled their lever for. So I think that's a piece of it. I also think Bernie Sanders probably didn't do himself any favors. He was by all guesses the front runner last week in this contest. But when he was pressed in interviews, one-on-one interviews, with how he was going to pay for his programs, he failed miserably to answer those questions. And I think people hear that. You know, it's, you can sell an idea, and I can sell you ideas all day long, but the question is, how do we implement those ideas? And so I think that was starting to become the disconnect for Bernie last week and the week before, when he actually started doing one-on-one interviews on the cable news networks, and they were saying, wait a second, how can you pay for something if you don't even know how much it's going to cost? And I think that sinks in with people, because
it sinks
pie in the sky.
People.
Yeah, pie in the sky is
younger
a lot
kids
different.
Don't care about that.
Well, they need to.
But the weird thing is that the younger voters, I was just, Karen and I, during one of the breaks, we were talking about this, the stats are really staggering, because the young voter turnout, 17 to 29, was way down compared to what it was in 2016. So I guess the young people are going to rallies, but they're not actually going to the polls. So if that trend keeps up, then that's the bulk of Bernie's support base are the 17 to 29-year-olds.
Joe Biden didn't even go to half of these states before, you know.
He didn't go to Minnesota, I don't think.
No. All right, so
no,
he carried
he
Texas,
helped him with that. Yeah.
Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Alabama, Massachusetts. Senator Warren is done, finished. As a candidate,
yeah,
and
no
her career is
her.
Over. She's done in Massachusetts.
And
already there are three candidates who are congressmen. That are, they see her, and they're after her already because she's easy. She's going to be easy pickings. Anyway,
I think
go
it's going to be interesting to see what Bloomberg does, whether he plays with his heart or with his ego, because there are a couple of things that he can do. And people are saying that he's going back to New York and that he's in New York now trying to figure out what he's gonna, what his next steps are.
Uh-huh.
He has spent $500 million on this campaign. That's no, yeah. That's not, you know, that's not
good for
to
us.
Be taken lightly.
Good for the advertising. No, it's very impactful. People know who he is now.
But he was only able to win one U.S. territory, American Samoa. Now, he did pick up some delegates from other states.
Yeah.
I think he's got around 44 or 50 maybe by the time this is all done because they're still counting. But he can do a couple of things. One, he can either jump, he can continue on and bank on a contested convention, which, by the way, now looks more likely than it did a couple of weeks ago.
Of course it is.
Because you've got to get to 1,991 delegates, and you've got Bernie and Joe really splitting those delegates. Now, I think the next coming weeks we'll see Joe go out way into the lead because those states favor him over Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. So Bloomberg could stick it out on the hopes that there's a contested convention, and he said that he would, actually, just yesterday in campaign stops around.
His campaign manager also made a good
That would be playing with his ego, playing with his heart, because I don't believe that they'd helicopter him in to replace Biden or Bernie at this point. I don't think they could. So that would be playing with the ego. If he's playing with his heart and he wants to really see someone, I mean, he entered the race saying that he didn't think Biden had the chops to do it. Well, now Biden's proving that he has the chops to do it. So is he going to get out and hand his money to Joe?
Is to defeat President Trump, then you all get on the same bandwagon sooner or later. You see it at the convention. If Bloomberg doesn't come in as the savior on the white horse, if he isn't needed, then I'm betting he'll get on board. And because his vote is a moderate vote along with Biden's, and believe it or not, he's got a lot of disciples, a lot of people who strongly believe in his message, people who are younger in business. Business people love Bloomberg. Small business
I thought
people,
he was going to do a lot better in California.
I thought he would,
because
too,
he had,
know.
Because he met, you know, he's the
it
only
was his best state, though.
Been around.
But what was the percentage, do we know?
He's around, 12. I think he's just at 14. No, he just fell under
because
15.
He was the only candidate who went up to Silicon Valley. He met with, you know, Facebook and Google and everybody. Elizabeth Warren wants to put them all out of business, and he said that's ridiculous, and so he went and met with them. And so I really thought, like, Northern California, San Francisco, Sacramento, I thought that that would really be
a
stronghold.
Well, he got half a million votes in California, which isn't bad, but he was way more than he should have gotten.
All right, so there's that. Let's spend a moment or two while we have the time, Jennifer and Victoria, on the devastation in Nashville. 24 people are dead now. These two tornadoes that threw the state on its ear. Photos, video. Wow. What a
horrible
mess.
Images.
Awful. Yep. So school districts are closed for the rest of the week. Power is out all over the place. People are asked.
They had to
today
keep the polls open later last night too, just to because people were displaced and they had to go to new polling spots. So it really
unless you live through a tornado, you will never understand what it's like. I remember we had a tornado here in Massachusetts in 1954, scared the hell out of. Tornadoes in Massachusetts are unheard of. But yeah, we had a horrible hurricane and horrible tornadoes. Spring of 1954, horrible tornadoes, and in the fall, horrible hurricanes. It was really, it scared. From that time, I don't like hurricanes. If I find out a hurricane is heading in the direction of where I am, you know, because up in Massachusetts, New England, sometimes it becomes a target for the entrails of a hurricane. I leave.
You don't really get them the way we get them in Jersey.
Not anymore.
We're in the we're in the zone for that. Hurricanes don't bother me, but tornadoes, oh, man, they just freak me out. I can't even imagine, because they're so quick and so violent. A hurricane, you have time to prepare. You know it's coming. You know, it just, but a twister like that at 2 in the morning, that's it. Your house is gone. It's awful.
All right, I want to figure out, are the Taliban, are we signing in a moment? I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Taliban, because I saw someplace there was an airstrike against them yesterday. I thought we signed a peace deal with them over the weekend. Let's get to the bottom of that if we can. Meanwhile, getting to the bottom of those of you who are really frustrated, unhappy, sad, whatever the word is, the adjective to describe you, because your weight loss efforts have been failure. No, failure with Calitrin. It just isn't possible. It doesn't equate. You'll lose the weight and keep it off, get a lot more energy. You lose the weight, it's good for your joints. There are all kinds of benefits. And the number one reason to get on the program, because it's successful, 86%, of the people who get on it stay on it, and they're successful. But it's a natural product. It's drug-free. No stimulants whatsoever. So you're not going to have the jitters and what's going on with me? That kind of stuff. Talk half as fast as you. No. Calm down. Won't keep you awake. Doesn't cause your stomach to be upset. All this, the benefits are guaranteed or your money back. I suggest you get on the program and stay on it for 6 months. That's what worked for me. I lost 7 pounds and keep it off. That's what you want to do. Go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV and get discounts on every bottle you buy. $20 off. Remember that success rate. Help yourself. Calitrin.com. Best deal using the code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs. In just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm trying to figure this out. Help me out, will you please, folks? The United States, say it again, Doug. There it is. There's a Freudian slip there. The United States. We have a lot at stake here. Trying to get rid of the Taliban as a foe. So we conducted an airstrike against them yesterday. But the troop withdrawal agreement was signed on Sunday. So what is the Taliban, the leadership of the Taliban, not speak for the fighters? Or are we just having the wool pulled over our eyes again? As the Taliban fighters apparently were fighting against the Afghan National Security Forces, which they said they wouldn't do, but they were, so we bombed them. So what good is this peace?
I don't know. I'm so confused by this whole, we have a peace agreement, and I don't know.
So what does it mean? What does peace mean?
Who knows?
That's the question. What does it mean? All right. Music coming up. In the next half hour, we'll talk about the coronavirus again, what the stats are. And because Victoria's New Jersey, we'll talk about the new cigarette tax hike that's been proposed by the New Jersey governor. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
See, this is my theme song. Every day these ladies torture me.
Oh, I thought this was for us. I thought this was our theme song.
What, did I torture you?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, give me a break, will you please?
Oh, my God. You're such a poor baby. Oh, my God.
Someone called the ambulance.
Where? All right. Those of you who are Led Zeppelin fans, former frontman Robert Plant announced a spring tour with his new band called Saving Grace, marking their performance debut in North America. Plant formed Saving Grace last year, played a couple of shows in the UK. They also unveiled their new single, Everybody's Song, which is what you're listening to here. Last December, Plant released an extensive box set titled Digging Deep. It was named after his podcast. A collection made up of 8 7-inch singles from his solo career. Comes off his own label. Latest studio album was 3 years ago called Carry Fire. Although Planters refused to reunite with the rest of the Zeppeliners, last performing with the remaining members at the O2 Arena in London back in 2007, he recently performed Immigrant Song in Iceland for the first time since 1996. And last week marked the 45th anniversary of Zeppelin's album Physical Graffiti. So if you're interested in the shows that are going to be available, you can go to, Zeppelin.com or whatever.
Where do you buy these tickets? Or anywhere tickets are sold. Robert, it doesn't even matter. It's, everybody has tickets.
They're on
now,
sale so. On Friday of this week, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's the latest. Robert Plant lives across the street from Uri's old house in Sonic. And he's a crazy man. Huh? He really is. Joe Walsh was always around. I remember seeing the two of them. And I don't remember if they've ever, have Joe Walsh and Robert Plant ever sort of performed together?
Guess not, but who knows?
Yeah. A couple of quiet, crazy guys from my era. The old rotten rockers, as some of us call them. Next up at 26 after on the DJV show, a focus on the Foo Fighters. I love to say that. Focus for the Foo Fighters. Anyway, this looks like a year of milestones for them. Dave Grohl and his company recently finished work on their 10th studio album, announced a spring tour where they will hit the same cities as they did back in their first tour in 1995. Turns out the Foo Fighters have even more in store for their silver anniversary this year. The band has announced DC Jam, a one-day mini-festival set for July 4th in Landover, Maryland, right outside of Washington. The Foo curated bill has Chris Stapleton showing up, Pharrell, the Go-Go's, Band of Horses. Pretty interesting group, isn't it, huh?
It's a very eclectic group, yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. The D.C. Area Festival will also feature a barbecue competition. Oh, that tickles me, but it does. Tailgate, party, rides, other games. Tickets on sale for that on Friday as well, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Prior to that, D.C. Jam has a number of pre-sales available. City Card pre-sale is alive now. Chris Stapleton fan pre-sale starts March 5th, which is tomorrow at noon Eastern. Live Nation presale for Washington Redskins season ticket members start tomorrow at noon as well. What are crazy combinations of how
this
you get it.
This is on a Saturday, July 4th, so I'm kind of, I was like, maybe I should go to this. It sounds like so
this,
much
Karen.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be fun.
And Band
yeah.
of Horses
I
is a
love
great
Band of
band.
Horses.
Yeah.
I love Foo yeah. Fighters. Yeah.
The Foo Fighters.
Even Chris Stapleton's yeah. and Pharrell Williams. I mean, who wouldn't
yeah.
want to see him, too?
I'd like
it's
to see
a
him.
Really cool mix.
Yep. The Foo Fighters haven't shared any songs off the new album or a release date yet, but since it figures to coincide with their big 25th, expect some news on that front pretty soon. So that's it. Latest for Foo Fighter fans on the DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
With today's Lifestyle Minute, here's Dan Matthews from PETA to talk about how vegan fashion is taking over the industry.
Fashion Week just ended in New York, and it served as a great way, a great stylish way, for PETA to have a continual say in the fashion world to speak out against fur. And that, coupled with protests, over 30 years, it really made a difference. And it was really in the past year, Gucci, Versace, dropped fur. Why don't we, we'll keep the pressure up on fur, but we're going to call this campaign over. It's call it a day. It's been a success. It's been 30 years, three great decades. But let's focus on some of these other issues that don't get as much attention, like leather and wool. This whole demand has been created for leather-like materials, but that don't come from animals. You can use cork to make shoes, belts, bags. There is grape leather. There is mushroom leather. It's just a different world.
For more information on how you can make a difference, go to PETA.org.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Super Tuesday, a very big day for former Vice President Joe Biden in his quest for the Democratic presidential nomination. Now declared winner in the Texas Democratic primary, the second biggest prize in the Super Tuesday primaries, holding 228 delegates. Biden also was declared winner in eight other states. Bernie Sanders did win several states, including California, the most delegate-rich state with 415 delegates. And he was sounding confident as he spoke to supporters last night.
I tell you with absolute confidence, we are going to win the Democratic nomination, and we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The ones on the DJV program to have it and to explain it and to spread it around. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schulman.
Like we have a disease.
Oh, God. We're the ones. Remember that song? You probably know. We're the ones. It was Orleans, I think, that did that song. We're the ones. You remember that song? Come on. Tell me. Oh, please. Please.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me. So, Kara, find a copy of You're the One, okay, please?
Victoria, every time when he says that from now on, you just be like, oh, yeah, I love that song. I know that song. Let's move on.
Right. Yeah. So we don't have to go find it. I know what she's up to. I get your number.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are here. We're sticking with it one way or another. There's lots of things to stick to today, including a lot of complaints from the election yesterday that went to the Federal Communications Commission. More scams. More people, and look out, this has just begun because we really have just started the election season. This probably will go on for the rest of the year unless the FCC pulls the plug, Victoria.
Well, I don't know that the FCC even can pull the plug on these robocalls. So, you know, there are so many robocalls that we deal with. It's over a billion or something per year. So, and lots of legislation has been passed. It's still really tough to actually regulate it. So what happened was in Texas, apparently there was a, I don't know if it was a super PAC or I don't know who was behind it, and that's the big mystery right now, but a bunch of robocalls went out to people in Texas falsely telling them that the state's Democratic primary was on March 4th, was on March 4th, meaning today.
The Russians,
so rather
the Russians
than
behind this?
The day before.
The Russians, Chinese,
who knows?
Who's behind this?
I don't know. But obviously, whoever was behind it didn't want, and we don't know specifically if they were targeting, you know, Bernie Sanders voters or supporters or Biden or whomever. So we'll have to figure this out. But just the fact that these robocalls went out, and luckily Texas voters were smart enough to know that this was just, that this was false information, deliberately trying to harm and disrupt the electoral process. And so a lot of these voters started calling the FCC, the complaint line. And so now a civil rights group, the Lawyers Committee on Civil Rights Under Law, they have actually gotten numerous reports from voters about the robocalls as well. So now they're filing a group complaint to the FCC about all this. This is just another example. We talk about it with email. We talk about it with online security. Do not trust any robocall, because you can have a robocall saying, hey, are you a Joe Biden fan? We're from the Joe Biden campaign, and then tell you something that's complete misinformation.
Joe just had a heart attack. Yeah, you know, something like that.
Yeah, but so-and-so is stepping in for him. Exactly. Yeah. It could be
Bernie
anything.
Bernie Sanders is going to take over.
Yeah, it could be anything. So just, I know that this robocalls are annoying. They annoy everyone. They annoy Ajit Pai, who's the head of the FCC. It's part of the reason why he's gone after robocalls, is because it actually affects his own phone.
Right,
But it's just, you have to really be careful. So just hang up on these these robocalls. Don't complain to the FCC if you want. They have a hotline for it. You can register those complaints, and maybe they can track them down. But I don't know. I don't really think that it's going to do much. But just be on the lookout, and just know that you cannot trust the information that's being conveyed in those robocalls.
All right, let's see here.
Oh, my God. If you're going to play that, then I'll just play it.
Oh, God. Is this Joe Biden's new theme song? Hey, I'm still the one, everybody. Still the one.
That might be a good idea, in fact.
It would go on with his whole campaign of things that people haven't said in 30 years.
Yeah. Give it a break, will you, please? You know you're going to vote for him anyway, eventually, so you might as well.
Hating on Joe Biden. Kara might be.
I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying that he has a bus that says Malarkey on the side, and calls people horse
old
face
people love
or whatever.
Malarkey. I don't know what Malarkey is, but older people
Malarkey
seem to love it.
BS. Malarkey is bunk. That's why I call him Senator Malarkey. Markey, the guy from Massachusetts, is full of his own.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Well,
okay.
Older people seem to love Malarkey, just like they like the fabulous Mrs. Maisel. So it's like a 65 and older thing.
I don't get that one either. And
I don't understand
the audience,
show.
I don't get that show at all. It has no appeal whatsoever. And I don't even think my Jewish friends like it. You know, it's supposed to have been built around, stuff that is popular from an earlier era of...
Well, like Jewish comedians and the Catskills.
Yeah,
New York.
Perfect,
and like that's, that's kind
that's
of what
audience.
It's based on, but
All right, coronavirus cases, 92,000, if you believe the numbers. I don't believe the numbers. I believe it may be 92,000 times 40, in fact, if you believe the info from the Epoch Times, which is the Chinese news agency that's here in America. 3,200 people have died, so that means times four, that's 120,000, mostly on mainland China. The infections are in 70 countries. Federal Reserve cut the interest rates by 5% because of the financial market impact. Iran has 2,300 cases. Sorry it's happening there. The people don't deserve it. Their leadership, why can't the Ayatollah get it and kiss his butt goodbye? That'd be all right. Does that sound too cruel or not? Nah, he deserves it. He's no good. All right, so now April, Avril Lavigne has canceled some of her touring because of the coronavirus. So is it just because they're sort of stepping out and they're acting responsibly? Because she was supposed to be on an Asian leg in China. Right?
Yeah.
Later on?
Yeah, I think she'll still be performing in the States and in Canada, but I think all trips to Asia are going to be. And you know what? I actually just got an update that now Italy is closing all of its schools and universities. Yeah. So think about that. Like, that's huge. Quite so huge. This and more cases pop up and have been popping up in Ireland, too. And Iran's got a really big problem. What was it, Kara? 54,000 inmates are being released from prison temporarily in Iran.
Yeah, just so it doesn't spread in the prison.
See you later.
Like, how are they going to wrangle them all back up again? That just makes no sense.
Bye-bye.
So I think we're going to see this summer a lot of the, maybe in the States it'll continue to be fine, but yeah. I think a lot of big tours around the world are going to be curtailed.
Back to the elections from yesterday, we were talking with Jennifer about the failure of Prop 13 in California. In Maine, voters approved a new childhood vaccine law. They couldn't do it in the legislative process, so they decided to keep this law that removes religious, philosophical exemptions for childhood vaccines. Takes effect in September of next year. A lot of opposition from some of the religious groups and people who are personal freedom advocates. I was sort of surprised because Maine voters, most of the northern New England types are pretty crusty, pretty independent thinkers. And I don't know whether you think this is about independence or not. But if you're somebody who doesn't believe in vaccines, you're going to have to move out of Maine. It's not all vaccines. It's the necessary. See, I think I'm not a complete anti-vacciner. I think there are some vaccines you really need to get,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then there are some that just, no, that needs to be up to our personal choices. But in the case of Maine, you get them all or you go to jail. Get a shot or take a shot. One or the other, you can't live in Maine without getting the shots. In New Jersey, governor there wants to increase taxes on cigarettes. Governor's name is Phil Murphy. You like him, Victoria, or not?
He is, I think he someday, a lot of people in New Jersey feel that someday he will be president. He's a business entrepreneur, was one of the heads of Goldman Sachs, and then Obama tapped him to be the ambassador to Germany. And Germany and the U.S. were not friends in 2008, and then all the love affair between Barack and Angela Merkel, that was actually behind the scenes. That was orchestrated by Phil Murphy. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. Kind of a curmudgeonly kind of personality, though.
No! So
a little bit of a Bloomberg.
Another one?
He's not like a, hey, you know, like, hey, I'm nice and sweet. Like, he's a businessman. Like, and people
like
in New
Bloomberg.
Jersey like that. Yeah.
People in Jersey, New
Look,
York
we
like
had
that.
Chris Christie, who was a disaster of a governor, but like him or not, he had big personality.
Yeah.
And so we've gone from big personality to the studious kind of nerdy guy, but that's fine because New Jersey's been doing a lot better under his reign.
This is a tax that Bloomberg also, and you know, we lied this guy for doing it, but people were upset with Bloomberg doing the same thing in New York. Well, not a lot of people were. He eliminated smoking in public places, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that was
hiked
so wonderful.
Cigarette taxes, all those sorts of things, mm-hmm. which are great as far as I'm concerned, Victoria is concerned.
Yep.
So now, the average cost in New Jersey, if you're a smoker, is $12 for a pack of cigarettes. $12. They're going to get $218 million in the tax used to support health programs. That's what they say anyway, whether that, you know.
Well, his plan's pretty comprehensive. He's a very, like, health-focused guy.
Yeah. Okay.
And so,
How old a guy is he?
Early 60s.
Okay.
63, maybe?
Yeah. 64,
all right,
something
like that. So he's got right now, he has his own little health scare. It's very minor and he's having surgery. They found a spot on his.
Oh, really? Was he a former smoker?
No.
Yeah.
I forget. It's early stage
one
or some
New Jersey.
Type of
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Breathing the air in North Jersey is not good. But, I think he will definitely use the money to help people quit smoking. And that's part of the aim. And I think in this case, it might actually, the money will go where it's supposed to go.
Only 13% of people in our country now smoke, and the large majority of them are young people. People who get into their 30s, they're smart enough to never do it. So, Kara, how many of your friends, and would you determine friendship if somebody smoked? Would you be able to be friends with someone who smoked around you or not? And do your friends smoke?
None of them do, unless they do it secretly, but I don't think so because you can't smell it on anybody.
I don't have a single smoker friend.
Yeah, no one really in my immediate family, none of my friends, nobody around me really does, and they never have, so it's, I can't say that I wouldn't be friends with someone who did that, but I definitely think it would be a deterrent if we were, you know, we go to tailgates or we have cookouts outside, and if someone was there and smoking, I definitely think that would be unappealing to a lot of people, and I don't know that it would really fit in. So I think that smoking tends to be a social thing, that, you know, everybody who smokes kind of gets together and smokes at the same time, and so I don't know that that would really work if it was just one person.
Yeah, right. All right, so here's something interesting about the, go back to the coronavirus thing. Apparently, the Chinese government, now it's leaking out, forcing the Muslims that are in the work camps, you know, they've encamped Muslims, they're making them go into the factories where the regular Chinese people won't go because they're worried about coronavirus. They're forcing the Muslims into the factories. I mean, this is like a country that existed 300 years ago. It's like feudalism, for God's sakes.
Well,
they're in the Nike.
It's like the Nazis all over again.
Yeah. They're in the Nike plant, the Apple plant, the Sony plant, the Samsung plant, the Dell plant. Now, if I'm an American and I'm looking at buying a Nike shoe or an Apple computer or a Samsung or something, and I find out that these bastards have pushed the Muslims in there to work because the regular Chinese won't go in there, I think I'd be thinking twice about buying any of that crap. That's for sure.
The problem is it's very hard to trace those products, you know? This is a human rights violation on every level. And, you know, and international groups like Peter Gabriel's Witness and Amnesty International, they have been screaming about this problem for years and no one has paid attention. You know, for all of our tariff war and everything, we don't think about the human beings that have been affected by this too, by what China is doing. And then they are harboring North Korean hackers who live in China so that they don't have any direct ties to North Korea when they get busted. China is so incredibly corrupt.
Bad.
I don't wish anything ill on the people of China.
Not the people.
But the leadership.
I wish they would
all get coronavirus.
All right. See you later, pals. All right. Here's something good. A way for you to buy one. It's the BOGO sale. And get one free at MyPillow.com. The levels of softness, comfort with the premium MyPillows, they're on sale. Buy one. Get one free. There are flannel sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one set, get another one free. The six-piece bath, say that fast, piece bath. Okay, 9, 10, okay. Six-piece bath towel sets. Buy one, get one free. Duvet covers. I mean, you can go through the list. Go to MyPillow.com. See what they got there. See what you need. This is all guaranteed product. You like it in 60 days or you send it back, get your money back. Roll and go travel pillows. Buy one, get one free. Accessory pillows. Buy one, get one free. Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save, save, save. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
I didn't think I was. I first saw the Chucker wanted to talk about the old TV show, which goes back, what, 35 years or whatever it is, Rich Man, Poor Man. I thought to myself, oh, I'm not going to remember that. But I do actually remember that theme. So, Chucker, congratulations for bringing back a memory, stirring our memories. So what is the focus on Rich Man, Poor Man? It would make a good movie. It was a television drama.
It was February 1st, 1976. This was really TV's first landmark miniseries. It starred Nick Nolte and Peter Strauss playing two brothers named Tom and Rudy Jordache, who went down different paths in life, and it was a huge ratings winner, a great piece of television. And a reason we're playing the theme is an actress in that named Kate Lenz, who played Kate Jordache, who I thought was tremendously appealing. Yeah. Today is her birthday. She's 68 years old. She was also on NCIS, the CBS hit show. She was in Death Wish 4 with Charles Bronson. I always thought she should have had a bigger career, but she was really, really good acting career. And she was married, actually, to David Cassidy for like 7 years, a Partridge Family. But that brought back a memory, too, because I loved Rich Man, Poor Man. And as big a, you know, Nick Nolte went on, this is the first thing Nick Nolte is claiming the same was Rich Man, Poor Man, went on to a great movie career. But Peter Strauss, to me, had all the talent to be a major leading man in the industry. He did a lot of TV. He's done some film later in his career in supporting roles, but I always thought Peter Strauss was a terrific talent, and he was not only fantastic in Rich Man, Poor Man, but later that year they did Rich Man, Poor Man Book 2, which was a weekly TV series that had like 26 or 27 episodes. I like that also. But if you also remember, Doug, there was an actor named William Smith who played the villain in that miniseries called Falcon Eddie. One of the
he was around a lot in that era.
Villains of all time. Yeah. Really good, yeah.
Right. Yeah, he was around a lot. Big, strong, tough guy.
Yeah.
He always wanted, looked like he was going to beat everybody up, and he usually did. Yeah, I remember.
Correct.
And he was somebody you'd like not to like.
Exactly. But he was fantastic in this, and very evil dude in Rich Man, Poor Man.
Yeah, evil. Bad guys. Always got to be a bad guy, Chucker. So in this case...
Can't have a good guy, Doug. Cannot have a good guy without a bad guy.
That's very true. All right, so that's the Rich Man, Poor Man story. What else do you have in the newsy? You always have the newsy bag.
I didn't bring this up the other day, but the latest James Bond movie, which is No Time to Die, will be the longest running Bond film to date, 2 hours and 43 minutes. I got a question for you. Can a movie ever be too long? Before you answer that question,
if it's
think
good,
of the Irishman.
It's not. No, The Irishman was good.
No.
I like the Irishman. Frankly, I didn't.
You saw The Irishman?
I saw it in the theater. I saw it in the theater in L.A. And it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Well, it was violent, but there's something I like. The combination.
It's not nearly as violent as the other Martin Scorsese movies.
No, and frankly, seeing De Niro with Pacino and all that gang. What's his face? Vinny. I always say Vinny. What I mean?
My cousin Vinny.
Joe Pesci. Yeah.
And the other guy Harvey Keitel. Those three guys, four guys. But I wanted to see them together. I wanted to see what it was all about. And it was violent. But it was something that was worth seeing, frankly.
One other bit of movie news. Much to my surprise, this new movie, The Way Back with Ben Affleck, a movie I'm really looking forward
to
seeing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: it's not going to have any Thursday early screenings, which sometimes that means the studio's hiding the film. I that would be surprising to me because it looks super good. So I don't know the answer to that.
They've done a lot of they're doing a lot of promotion. Speaking of that, and James, back to James Bond. Ton of trailers and ads. That movie's supposed to come out next month, isn't it? In April?
Yeah.
I think it looks like every... I mean, I think when I go or when people ask me, well, is the movie good? Yeah. There is something about the Broccoli formula for the James Bond movies that works every single time for me. Music, the tone set, the players... I will be disappointed.
And they're also putting a ton of money into these Daniel Craig films, especially this one. This is the most expensive Bond movie of all time. I think the budget's like $250 million. So it's going to be all on screen.
They'll get it back. Chuck Curry, our movie moments man here on the DJV show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.